Hello, my name is Ryan, and welcome back to the Life of Pi podcast, episode 5. And today I'm here with Isaac, David, Luke, Simi, and Josh. And here is Luke with the summary.
Okay, so Pi is in the lifeboat with Richard Parker, and there are numerous sharks around them. And a mako shark manages to hop in the boat and flop around while Richard Parker manages to kill it. But the shark manages to bite Richard Parker. Ultimately, Richard Parker ends up killing the shark. And another group of flying fish appear right next to Pi and Richard Parker. But this is where Pi shows his dominance and being the alpha now. By taking a fish that lands in the boat that both Richard Parker and Pi see at the same time. And Pi manages to take the fish and have his own meal without Richard Parker eating it. And Pi thinks back on how he survived. He thinks on the fact that Richard Parker is a zoo tiger and not a wild one, and how he relies on Pi solely for food and water. And a monstrous storm strikes, and Pi begins to... All the food is knocked out of the lifeboat during the storm. Everything is just scattered everywhere in the lifeboat. It's just Richard Parker and Pi in the lifeboat now. And as a whale swims by, Pi begins to think about his family. He begins to daydream about his family and how he misses his family. And probably a Japanese ship hunted down the whales. And now... There was a ship that passed by Pi and Richard Parker that Pi thought was gonna save them and he was gonna leave, but the boat manages to just pass Pi and not take them back home. And Pi begins to become like. He becomes suicidal almost because he's just realizing that he's not going to be able to go home.
Thank you, Luke, for that summary. And now I have a couple of questions for everyone. And the first question will be going to Isaac. So, in chapter 79, a shark would flop on the boat. And how would you feel and react if a shark flopped onto the boat? Would you let Richard Parker do his thing or would you try and let him or help kill him?
I would honestly just try to let Richard Parker just attack the shark in, because I don't want to get too close to the shark, because of course it's uncontrollable, so it would be flopping around going everywhere and also trying to bite, and it also bit Richard Parker's foot, so it would be pretty dangerous to try to do anything with a shark.
Of course. The second question will be going to David. In chapter 81, Pi is amazed on how he has survived so far. How would you do, and how would you think you will do, if you were in the same situation as Pi the whole time?
Well, first of all, the amount of pain, suffering, and determination this kid has to be on this boat for that long, with the, of course, the tiger, is unbearable, and it's crazy to even believe. I wouldn't, with all the skills that I have, I guess the personal skills and dominance that I have, I don't think I'll be able to survive that long. And back to just the surviving aspect, I don't have that knowledge that, of course, Pi has, and the amount of, like, I guess the things that he knows, and just overall, I wouldn't do anything. Of course, then I wouldn't basically survive at all. That's just crazy to even believe how long he survived, you know, on that boat.
Of course. The next question will be going to Luke. In chapter 83, Pi spends a night with Richard Parker on the lifeboat. How would you feel in that situation, and would you be scared in any way?
I mean, if I was putting myself in Pi's shoes, I've been with Richard Parker for this long, and I don't know, maybe I'd be starting to connect with him, almost, because, like, he hasn't eaten me yet, but, you know, it's just crazy how this tiger hasn't attacked me or anything, but we've just been...
And also on the subject, Pi talks about how, I guess, I think Richard Parker is I guess, a zoo animal.
Yeah.
He's not an actual wild animal. Mm-hmm. And that kind of brings a big aspect because, of course, a wild animal would kill you, or a wild tiger would kill you to show, I guess, territory reasons. But just for him to be trusted and for him to have that trust is just also crazy.
I think they're, like, almost becoming best friends almost now, you know?
You can definitely see their trust becoming more.
Oh yeah, of course.
All right. The next question is to Simi. In chapter 86, you saw how the tanker passed by Pi after shooting a flare.
Yeah.
Would you try to shoot another flare or get them to notice again in some way, or would you just let him pass by?
Yes. With in that time, I would do anything in my will to get the tanker's attention. I would want to get home safely, so I would try to get another flare or get the attention of the tanker to help save my life and help me get home safely.
I feel like I would do the same.
Of course.
All right. The next question and last question is to Josh. How do the lightning bullets in part 2, chapter 85 of Life of Pi affect Pi's faith and determination?
Well, the closeness of the lightning, the likes of which Pi has never seen before, makes him feel he's seen a miracle or an outbreak of divinity. In fact, the lightning is so powerful, it nearly kills him. Living in boredom and terror, he's used to close walls with death, but he's not afraid this time. Instead, his everyday problems matter less to him. He can entertain thoughts that span the universe. Unusually, he is less afraid than Richard Parker is. He calls out to the tiger to stop your trembling. Then, in part 2, chapter 86, Pi is strong enough to recover after the ship passes him by. He also feels closer to Richard Parker since they have shared an extraordinary experience, and he can tell the tiger he loves him.
All right, thank you. So, how do you guys feel about these chapters so far?
Oh my God. Okay. So, summarizing everything. Yeah, it's crazy to even believe that he's still alive. And I think, yes, of course, later in the chapter, he's starting, of course, to doubt himself. He's starting to lose confidence. He's starting to not really care as much. He's starting not to, I guess, not wanting to survive anymore and just wanting to give it up. And it's just, I just feel bad for the guy, for the kid, of course.
Yeah, really, after the tanker didn't see.
I think it was a Japanese ship, too. And it was just upsetting. And then I think, like, right after that, I think he, like, suffocated himself somehow. He got rest that, of course, that quote-unquote relieved him, but it didn't, of course, relieve him. And then, I think also that he picked up a wine bottle because he passed, like, trash or something.
Yeah,
and
right.
He was, like, the stench was so bad, and he picked up a wine bottle. And he wrote, like,
a message.
He wrote a message in the bottle, just to, I guess, for some hope to happen, but
threw it back in the water.
In the water. Of course, tied it up and all that. And it's just sad because he's done so much. And I think he has a great life ahead of him, but he would not survive. And that would just be, of course, terrible.
Thank you. That's going to be it for episode 5. And see you.